הפסוק says, כל רטפיו יסיגו בין המצורים. פסוק איכה, א', פסוק ג', כל רטפיו יסיגו בין המצורים. Like Alamo, we see Tzores sit outside the Smebush also. Every time Kval Yisrael Sinas Chinom is that some people are roidef for no reason. We can just look outside and you see the matzav and you understand. So what is the pshat called Ritfeo Yisiguo Beina Metzor? So the Pashtus, the Pshat Ben HaMetzori means is two gates, two walls, Meitzah. You know, when you run in all different places and the Roitfim come from both sides, and then they chap you. This is called Ritfei Sigur Ben HaMetzori. This is Kipshuto, Kipurush HaMiles. Ben HaMetzori means between two gates, they chap you. Aber Rashi brings down Medrash HaGodo, what is Ben HaMetzori? Kol Ritfei Sigur Ben HaMetzori. It's the Ben Yudzayin B'Tammuz L'Tishibov. This is called Bein HaMetzori. Today it became as Al Rufu Doshem Bein HaMetzori. It was the Rashi and Eicho. But this is called Bein HaMetzori. The Rekeach says in Begimatria, it's Hach Chof Aleph Yoyim. Mishnebura Mikzal at Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Kosa v'ari, sh'is'abel b'yomim eilu achar chatzois ha'yoyim v'yifke k'moi chatzisho. Person has to mis'abel in Yerushalayim like a half an hour. In these days, sh'is'abel b'yomim eilu achar chatzois ha'yoyim v'yifke k'moi chatzisho. So we have to know, we're going now to Yemei Avelus, Churban HaBayis. I heard a mole stand before we start. Yana de Yoyme. I heard once, Rav Shach said it. Shach said that, you know, we also Tziyoyne. So why are we also Tziyoyne? He said, we understand we went to Golis. We're not Beseda. We have to Metakin what we have to Metakin. We're in Golis. So we were in Germany and the Goyim did Epis, have a statement, Golis. We went to Poland and the Goyim started up with us. Epis Golis, yeah, Golis. We went to Russia, Golis, yeah, we didn't ask the Goy to be a different Goy. It's not Golis, the Voskamenton, the Tsar, the Golis. And as I can say, it was the Golis, you know, the Golis, Voskamenton, the Golis. We know it's Israel, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem, instead of sending us a Goy, he sends us a Yid to hit us. Hey, how he's hitting us? It's not Golis! He can't hit us. A person says, we're in Golis. This Bis Hamikdash is not built. Hashem put us in Golis. A person, I'm not saying now, what is that Ashkofe? A person gets frustrated. What are they doing? That's Golis. I'm always a Golis with a Goy. I'm always a Golis with a Yid. It doesn't make a difference how Kodesh Baruch Hu stores the Golis. The Golis is that we're Nirdofim. We're not the owners, we're not the mandomrim. What do you have to do again? It's also yet again, the machm is a rabbi, but it's not machm. But a person is not allowed to forget, he's in Golis. So sometimes people forget. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu reminds us. Baruch Hashem, you know, how much people are scared to get. I'm all in the real Golis, you're scared to go chap you and kill you. No, you're scared to give me chap, to get patch, to get the present. But people forget. I forget that. Chosh is happening now. Comes Tishbov. I'll take a chab that I'm in Golis. Take it. You should care. If a person looks at it in the right way, lean your name. So a person, we have now 8 kind of matzovim that are coming. The first matzah that we started is called Gimei Ben HaMetzorim. This is the lowest avelus. Then we have Tisha Sayomim. Tisha Sayomim. After Tisha Sayomim is Shavua Shechal Boi. Then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. It's Andrei Halochas and Ganzen. Then we have Tisha B'Av. It's Andrei Halochas and Ganzen. Then we have Motzei Tisha B'Av. Has Bazundera Halochas. And then is Yom Asiri. That is also andra halachas this year. That these halachas will have to learn as Hashem next year much more, because it's nagei erev Shabbos. A lot of halachas change. It's a lot of lomdas in the halachas when it becomes Shabbos is the day after Tisha B'av. How to feel tzach. So we'll start with the halachas of Yemei Ben HaMetzorim. What's that? Kmoi she nifsak ba'halacha. The first halacha steht in Shulchan Aruch, Ein noisim noshim yudzayin betamud as achar Tisha B'av. Shulchan Aruch passes, we don't get married from Shivoso betamuz till after Tisha B'av. And the night of Shivoso betamuz, Haskom Asroi v'apoyiskim not to get married, Remoishe Feinstein, B'shas HaTzorich was matir. Especially if the chuppah was done before Nacht. This year is not so nageh. Some years that it's very wichtig, that there's a lot of nafkaminas to be soimich. Again, so to remember the aloche, ein nosim noshim mishivoso betamuz atishimov, but the night of shivoso betamuz, sometimes the Mishnah Berurah says like this, the ikar reason is be'etzem that you're not allowed to get married is because the loy misam nemilse. Not because so much the avelus is mechayivit, it's because loy misam nemilse. Eirusin, what in time of Chazal, what we call kiddushin, you're allowed to do eirusin afilu betishibov. It's kiddushin. To put the ring on. The Meiri says you're not allowed to do kiddushin betishibov. What we passing, you're allowed to do even kiddushin betishibov. Shemo yekadmeno achel. In our days, the mindset we don't do the kiddushin anyway because we do the kiddushin and the nesuim together. But it's negiah to what we call engagement, what Chazal call shiduchim. So shiduchim etnoim you're allowed to do even in Tisha B'av. Legabi the sude, the Mishnah Berurah says till Tisha Sayomim, you're allowed to do even the sude. You're not allowed to dance, but you're allowed to sing. From Tisha Sayomim, you're not allowed to make the suda of the engagement. But the Mishnah Berurah says to serve cake and drinks, what we don't call washing, we call light, what they do especially in Eretz Yisrael, this you're allowed to do even in Tisha Sayomim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkot in Tezayim. Osur lasois rekudim umechoilois miyudzayim betamuz ve'eilach. You're not allowed to make rekudim v'mechoilois dancing from Shivoso betamuz ve'eilach. The Moker is Eliyahu Rabbe. Bichlal ze, you're not allowed to menagen b'klei zemer v'lishmoya klei negina. This is the Aruch HaShulchan brings down clearly. You're not allowed to hear music and you're not allowed to play all different kind of equipment of music. This is normal music. A drum, accordion. Now the question is to listen to a tape. So again, it's the tape, be'etzem, let me ask with the longness of the tape. The longness of the tape is, I'm not listening now to a drum. I'm listening to a recording of a drum. The tzad that you want to be matir is, even though today they have like people that mamish, you know, in chasnas really, like as a umnes, that you don't need to bring the drum, you bring a guy that has like all different CDs and he plays it very good, but okay, but he has a special equipment as a, that it mamish comes out, k'moy shehu. And you pay special money, it comes with a machine that you get. But normal, if you want to have a real simcha, you bring real equipment. Why? Ein adoyme. For the same reason, ein adoyme, Chazal asked klei shir, a recording of a klei shir. Lemaisa de shevet alevi chalek ches, al maschayim, or chashulcha, reb Moshe, and all the poskim hold, you're not allowed to hear a music and a tape also. Now, the shaila is, what to hear in the tape, singing without klei zemer. There's two kinds. There's one that you mamish only hear singing, and one you have, they call it a cappella or something like that. Almost like that, yeah? So the shaila, if you're allowed to listen or not. A lot of poskim aser, some people found the tape. Again, even allowed to sing, but when you hear it in the tape, it's like, like a cliche. It's not the right thing. I say, Alamol, I don't mind. You could listen if, when your father is nifter, you also are planning to have in the Shiva house. If you're sitting Shiva and your father, and you're having to, you're planning to have them in the Shiva house playing, so you could have them in also in 3 weeks. But when your father is nifter in the Shiva house, you're not planning to put on a tape of Mordechai and David singing without Klei Zemel. Why? You understand? It's the Chavelus. So what's the Nefkimin in Yerushalayim? What's the Nefkimin in Yerushalayim? This already, I darshan already, I think, for 10 years. This time. A couple years ago, I was on a plane. Sitting in the side of my seat. The kids are, a woman comes over. I was flying business then. She's standing the whole time. She wants to come in. She has to speak to the rabbi. Kids, they asked me permission. Kids, I got into my seat. I thought like a very chomot kishayla. I said, "But come with your husband." You know, she came with her husband. And the guy standing wants to see, you know, something's happening in the plane. And he said, "I want to tell you the truth. I listened to the tapes in Lakewood and the radio. And I heard that you're not allowed to hear the music, even if it doesn't have music, you're not allowed to hear such a tape. And you said, even in the Maisa, some Rabbonim say that it's mutter. Oh, but in a father's Shiva, you don't listen to it. So don't listen to Shiva in 3 Wochen. Don't listen in 3 Wochen. If in a Shiva you listen to it, you also could listen." So I came home and I said it to all my Mishpacha. And my brothers tied it to me. That doesn't make sense. They said, "Listen, if they would have a father that they would never see him, yeah, that would be taken away from their parents. Yeah? And they would never meet their father. And they were 100 years old, they would tell them that the father is Nifta. They would be 60, the father is 100. So the Aloha think they will have to sit Shiva. Mistama, they will have to tape on also then. So they don't understand what is the time. And you know, and Mele, they're attacking her and does, and yet, and now she heard that I'm in the play, she has to have an answer. She has to have an answer. So I said like this, and I want to explain to you. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everyone to misabel al Yerushalayim. Chazal say, "Ir achas hoiso," was a city. Ve'aspar mi yashmo. More in Gittin. More says, all different maises that the people, they were talmidei chachomim she'ein kedugmoso. Frek de gemore. U'me'achar de'abu talmidei chachomim mipnei ma'chorvo. Why the city destroyed? Everyone was talmidei chachomim. Alevai of uns. Mipnei ma' everyone. Knows his own pekala. Yeah, no one asks the name Ma. He disturbs. Everyone knows his own averus. Yeah, Asher nesui peshak sui chato. Ederin veis alein zayne averus. The Gemara frek the kasha in the whole city. There's no one chet. And for the Gemara, mipnei de lo yisabul al Yerushalayim. They were not misabul al Yerushalayim. Mipnei de lo yisabul al Yerushalayim. They were not misabul al Yerushalayim. Well, they were not misabel in Yerushalayim. Such a chet, you know what it means? Hundreds of people killed. Billions more was going outside. Billions. The ganze city was chorev. What was the chet? Shlo yisabel al Yerushalayim. Kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye bevinyona. V'she'ein ha-misabel ein ha-zoyche v'roye bevinyona. We're in the mirror. So let me medayik ha-diyuk. שתית, כל המסעבל על ירושלים זויכה ורויה בבניונה. כל שאין המסעבל, אין הזה, שתי שם. כל המסעבל על ירושלים זויכה ורויה בבניונה. כן, פשטיימן, אז אפנת נעת. זאת אומרת, עבד הנישט. למוש, כל המסעבל על ירושלים זויכה ורויה בבניונה. What if אפנת מסעבל? So you could say like this. למוש, שתית, כל השאין הלוחס בכל יום מובטח לו ישוב בין אלו מבוא. What if someone does not שאין הלוחס? It's not moved like, but Lama Zohar, Luyi Tzur, he learns. Mistami will get it also. Luyi Tzur, Machmach Mosa Skala, Efshar also will go to Gan Eden. Oymen, Hishmei Rav, Uchol Koyich, Yikurim, Gzah Adin, Shal Shivim Shana. And if not, could be Udo, Ander Zach, Zayn, Madr Al Midoisov, could be also, I know it's a Chazal, Shikurim, Gzah Adin, Shal Shivim Shana. Yeah? He says, Pirkei Shira, Efshar Chvais, Shmos. You can find all different mitzvahs. But the Pshat is, this is one thing that if you do, you get Epes. So I would think, "Misaber Yerushalayim zeicher v'roye b'vinyana." If you misaber, as a promise, you will see the next Beis Hamikdash. But if not, who said? Zod the Gemara name. Because she'ein misaber, even if you do all the mitzvahs in the world, ain a zeicher v'roye b'vinyana. Ain a zeicher v'roye b'vinyana. If you're not misaber Yerushalayim, you're not zeicher v'roye b'vinyana. It's a pachad. No vas. Person sometimes says, "What I could do?" I can't, you know, I don't have feelings. Alevai. Niitin eini maim. Ve'efke al-chala le'basami. Alevai, alevai. The tears are not coming. I'm looking for the tears, and the tears are not there. Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but you fear the halachas? We have halachas. You could show that you misaber Yerushalayim. But if you listened, if Lamazong a person misaber on Yerushalayim and he would listen to such a tape, no. But if he's not misaber Yerushalayim and he listens to such a tape, you could say amim, because she ain't misaber, ain't a zeche v'roi b'vinyan. He's not misaber. He says, but I don't feel no feeling. Nothing of it. Try to feel the feelings. Try to keep the halachas. You can't, but try. We'll go weiter. Ketanim also are not allowed to listen. Ketanim also are not allowed to listen to Klei Shir if they agiya lechinuch. Belo agiya lechinuch, me'ikar adin they're allowed to. The minig is not to. But if they needed to relax them, v'kadoyme, they're allowed to.
For a tape.
Now, some bochim have a taina that if they don't listen to the music, they get depressed. I got 10 like these to ask. They get depressed. They need it, but if not, they get depressed. I said, I don't. So I said, what do you mean? I said, if it's a choyli, the tzor choyli, you're allowed to. Someone's sick in the hospital, tzor choyli, you're allowed to. So they mamash get depressed. I say, I don't have a problem, but Einzach, but now you're letting when they call me in Shidduchim to say you have a problem with depressed. As I can say, as I come to the, I'm depressed, ich bin a choyle. If you miss a choyle, I have to tell the other side. So no, I'm talking about depressed. Say it. Every one of them told me he's not depressed. Say it. So a person has to be honest with himself. Depressed, the person is sad. I'm muffling. We invite them. Now, Rav Abraham Zalman Auerbach says that also to sing in the mouth, to sing yourself, you're not allowed to. Then you're not allowed to get the oilam together and sing. Even the oilam that are not like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's only to Rosh Chodesh Av. But Mikol Mekom, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, B'shas the learning of whether you're allowed to sing, or if you want to Ma'ir de Kavone, or kids in schools, or Shirei Shtapches, Shirei Malachurben. B'shas davening, for sure. And Kilokeinu also. In Shabbos, you're allowed to sing all the Zmiras, Zmarim, Zmanim, it's Poshet. Besudas Mitzvah, Bris Mile, Bar Mitzvah, Osiyu. Rabbi Yashiv holds you're allowed to even dance. Shemazaman Eurbach and the Stibler said not to dance, but to sing in the mouth, you're allowed to. Klei Shir, Rob Poisim hold you're not allowed to. But again, the people that are knowing that you're allowed to yeshlebal melismoich till the 9 days. Someone goes up to a taxi or to a bus and his music on. Or he comes into a bad dira and his music on. Sometimes in a bad dira is worse. He hears music. So let's start with a bus. He goes on to a bus and there's a music at the bus. Shal is, he has to put his fingers in his ears or not? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, Chaim Kanievsky, you don't have to. I know Abol Odom Baal Korcho, you're not Mechuyim. We had a Shaila here in Yeshiva once, Miss Yanke Bayoshon, they had a chasin, Erev Shiva Sobetamuz, that went into Shiva Sobetamuz. So they for sure were allowed to, but the Bochim was standing outside. They want to know if they're allowed to enjoy that music. Because they're singing Beheta. I've had a niche. If you're joining the chasin as one zah, but the mice you're not allowed to hear. So, Rav Chaim Yehaz Rav Zaman say, I know Abol Odom Baal Korcho, you're not mechuyim. You're not allowed to mechaven to be nene. Even if you're nene le mice, Rav Zaman said that if could be, you could ask him easily to make it lower, quieter, and it's mamish leicht, could be that it's better to do that because it's not called Baal Korcho if it's leicht for you to stop it. If it's hard for you to stop it, it's Baal Korcho. The minhag of most Klal Yisrael is to do the Kiddush Levana Motzi Tishah B'Av. But the people that do before, Rabbi Yashiv holds, the Moshe Motzi Shabbos, be Negeah. This year it's not Negeah because Shchodesh is Friday. So it's not Negeah B'Etzer because it's not 3 days till Motzi Shabbos, till the Moilad. But, what? Motzi Tishbah is right. So, B'meilis, Motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to do Kiddush Levana, you're right? So, Rabbi Yashiv holds, you're allowed to dance in Tovim Oiras. You have to know, man. It's a din to dance. You know, some people feel it's not covetic. Only, you know, only the old people dance. You know, the past nicht. But you have to know, man, you know, why you don't do Kiddush Levon on Shabbos, you know? So the Chiddush state, because you mafrig the klippes, a shalif and breire. But why the Mishnah Berurah says you don't do Kiddush Levon? Because you have to dance, and it's the Isra to dance on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Not after that. So I'm not like going now into the shayla how people dance on Shabbos. But ein zach, I chap how strong the dancing of Tevi Moyers. Thousand Panovich was five bochim, but they were makpid and Tevi Moyers of this Mishnah Berurah. This was their mitzvah. So it's like, a rekida that is also in Shabbos. Has to be a zach rekida. I'm saying, the person says, I'm not a part of it. So, but Yashiv hold that it's mutar even in 9 days. But some people, I think, say that it's better just to say Tevi Moyers without dancing. To make shechiyon, this aloha be'etzem, it's back and forth. I want maybe to mesadal the aloha. In Shulchan Aruch it's in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph states, if you Zion, Toiv li zoher miloy mar shechiyonu ben ha-metzorim al pri o al malbush. Aval al pid na ben ha-imor ve lo yachmitz ha-mitzvah. V'chem pri shelo yimtza achar tishem av mutar levorach v'loch lo ben ha-metzorim. Bin yom en zeh. V'tshuv es mari. Toiv li zoher miloy mar shechiyon. Zog de mishne brure. Af al gav de ovel mevorach shechiyonu. Is no aloha that the ovel is not allowed to make shechiyonu. So why are you not allowed to make shechiyonu in these 3 weeks? מכל מקום, זאת רזה, we say, שהחיונו וקיימונו והגיונו לזמן הזה. This זמן is not שהחיונו וקיימונו. The oval, the avelus, is not related to the date. Punk, it's now. But here, אבל the זמן is the זמן from בין המצורים, so it's passage to זוג עם שהחיונו וקיימונו והגיונו לזמן הזה. The משתבור brings down, שהוא זמן פורונוס, אין כדאי למה שחיונו לזמן הזה והגרו בביור היכולק הזה וכוסף דו חומרי יסיירו והגרו בביור היכולק הזה וכוסף דו חומרי יסיירו וכן התז מפקפק בזה על כזאת במשתבור בשבס אין להחמיר דבלאב אוכי ארבע אחרוין אם מסכימים להוקל בשבס אין ראש חוידש זאת במשתבור הדינה כשבס Nicht alle are masking, so the mice and the minig is to try even not to do in Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah is achroi allowed to do in Shabbos. And most of Tisha B'Av, the Shara Tshuva, brings down also not to make Shechiyonu till Chatzos, until the night. And there are making of it. Now, a person wants to buy new clothing. Zog the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Alef Sif Kot Mem Hei. Mi shekono beget she'einu mitukon, she'mevorach Shechiyonu בשור של לאיבש, אוסור לי לבש מי יוצאין בתמוז את כיוון שמבור השחיון הוא בלביש ולדעס המקילים לבור השחיון הוא בשבס מוטו ללוב שייס אז זה זוג במשנבוע so he says you can't wear a bag in חודש because you have to make a שחיון מה יש קודם ואוסור לי לבש מי יוצאין בתמוז משום שחיון הוא ולדעס המקילים זה בשבוסס שמוטור, הם כן מוטור ללבוש חדושים בשבוסס. סתם, so here we see, לדעס המקילים בשבוסס. Even that later he says, בשבוס is מוטור, here he says, לדעס המקילים בשבוסס. מי שיהיה לראי למחת אין שבוס השחיון. So, למעשה, בגודים ולנת, don't need שחיון, זוג דם שתבורי אלאו to wear them. לפי דם זוג דה פויסקים, in our days, no one makes shechiyonu on clothes. Dehainu. On a suit, yes. You buy a shirt, a new shirt, you make shechiyonu? Socks, you make shechiyonu? Suit, I'm sure suit. Some people here also suit nish. Yeah, only $1,000 suit they make shechiyonu. But most of us, I think the most of the bnei teire, on a suit they make shechiyonu. But not on a shirt, and not on a tie, not on socks, not on pants. So, you're allowed to buy them, you're allowed to wear them, there's no problem bichlal. And this is Be'etzim Da'aloche. Till Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a problem to wear new clothes. Zog Da'oruch HaShulchon Ve'anu moinim atzmeinu milil moish beged chodosh miyudzayin betamuz atishibov mishum simche. U'bishabes yashli simech lehoker. The mocker that everyone knows, you don't buy new clothes in 3 weeks, is the Oruch HaShulchon. in America, the Pesachim from the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of the Niskab, even more from the Mishneh Berurah. There's a lot of Zach in America, they feel if you the Aruch HaShulchan. Some people cover their hands when they can't make a moitzi with plastics. There's a couple of halachas that come from the Aruch HaShulchan's Bismedrash. This is one of them. So, Lemaise, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Reb Eliashiv, if you have to, there's no idea not to buy new clothes, there's no idea not to wear no clothes. Lemaise, the meaning was Niskabel not to. But again, it's only if you can't. If you have to, you're allowed to buy. And not only that, in our days, you're allowed to buy even new clothes and not to wear them. The Chashulcha said not to wear it. I'll admit it, but it's no Indian not to buy new clothes in the 3 weeks. Well, the Veld thinks that it's the Indian not to buy new clothes, Be'etzim, because our meaning is we make Shechiyonu when we wear, not when we buy. Amor, you didn't buy because you made Shechiyonu when you buy. Our meaning is that the Simcha is still you wear. For different reasons, the halacha became like that. Because sometimes before you wear it, then you see it doesn't fit, you could return it. There's different reasons. In our days, a Muslim, they go back to the store. You bought, fartik. But because Mokim Azay is given the meaning, mainly you're allowed to buy and even you're allowed to wear. The Ruch HaShulchan says it's the meaning not to wear. And Azay is Zokim Chaim Kanievsky, mainly you're allowed to buy if you're not planning to wear even a Choshev Begin. But even if you know Hashulchan, he says it's a simcha to wear a new baget. So I'm not saying it's only a choshev zav, but like a socks, yarmulke, even underwear. I'm not allowed to wear a new zach and even during the 3 weeks. A present. The Makor Chaim says that you're allowed to give a present. In Tisha Sayomim, Rav Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach holds that it's better not to give presents. And Tisha B'Av, the Mishneh Berurah says not to give presents. It's like She'ila Sholem. And nowadays it's better not to. But Rav Shmuel Zalman, the Ma'aseh, the world is knowing about mitzvahs, so these zach and the world are making to give. To take a haircut. The Rambam brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, Noyagim Lehachmir La Tispoires, Miyudzayin Betamuz. Miyudzayin Betamuz. Iker Aloche, Sif Dalet, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet. The Noyagim Lehachmir Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Le'inyan Kibus, we have 9 days, אבל תספרס נהגים לאחנו מיוזאים בתמוז. This is one place. And then the Mishneh Berurah later brings it down again. מי שתוקפי אבילו של מייס ושל שבס ואירו את זה בגבותר, אבל לא במספריי. So our meaning is not to take haircuts from Shivoso Betamuz. And again, it starts from the night. Again, I see everyone was asking the same shayla, Shivoso Betamuz by night. The meaning is not to. Pshasat Chagod, Ramesha was matir, Belel, Shivoso Betamuz. The meaning is not to give haircuts also to little kids. O Mishum Chinuch, O Mishum Agmas Nefesh. If Mitzad Chinuch is only Igiya L'Chinuch, if it's Mitzad Agmas Nefesh, is even, but not L'Igiya L'Chinuch. Mishneh Berurah brings down, as if cotton bebeis from the early rabbi, but he says that even so, letzirech haktanim, you're allowed to. The motion he says they have chatotim, they have lice in their head. I'm Eliyahu Rabbi, the Danish Leachm, but his spirit is miyuzayim betamuz. B'chayodim goes to letzirech ktanim, Leachm, Raf, Lefim, Legenu, Elo, Besha, Bezu. If you do letzirech ktanim, the motion they have chatotim in their head, then you're allowed to. The meaning is lemaisa to be machmir. I have a shayla, I don't have an answer yet. Someone is doing a bris Monday and his kid didn't take a haircut for a long time. And the grandparents are coming from Chutzlal, more modern people. And he wants to know if he could give a haircut to his son. His son is lo yigia l'chinuch. Where Aminig is not. So he wants to give him a haircut tomorrow. I'll explain to you about why he wants to give him a haircut tomorrow. The bris is Monday and I don't want to be mad at him and he wants a haircut to do a haircut tomorrow. I'll explain to you in a second. It's Dodeh HaShayla. We'll go in a second. Lemai said to comb your hair. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to comb your hair because the chashash, the hair will come out. So the Mishneh Berurah says you're allowed to comb your hair. Even if some hair will come out, it's not called tispoiris. The Eliyahu Rabbi says not to. The Primogonim says maybe betzina. Lemai said the minig is that you comb your hair, tisha sayomim also, you're not choishash. Now, Lemoshul, Baal Bris, again I got a shayla today. The Mishneh Berurah says like this, what happens in Baal Bris? Look, it's interesting to zach. And the Tovkuf Nun Aleph, Sif Kodin Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ein Li Sanis. Ubal Bri Sainu Oysa Shtefes Atinak Al Birkov, Aval Amachnis Ve Amoitzi, Shekirim Kvater Eina Bichlal Zeh. Shchono says like this: Ubal Abris ve'avi aben loyfshim bigdei Shabbos, aber belav ochi yosu. Zog b'mishnah Berurah ve'le'inan giluach imutor lebal Abris ayin b'shar etshuv. Machlekes. Chasam Sefer says you allow to, aber la'ovel nish. So the meister, the minig is that the Baal Bris, the Sandek and the father are allowed to take haircuts on the day of the Bris. So this person that called me up tonight, he's doing a Bris tomorrow morning in Tzvil. Chosh the doctor. And his Shaila is, he's getting a Sandek tomorrow. Now he doesn't want to take a haircut. Why? Since he's going back tomorrow to America, he will come to work. He explained to everyone that, everyone there knows that, you know, that he's Makbid. And Pitam, he will be shaved. The whole neighborhood will think that this year he took it easy. To be more embarrassing to him to go shaved from not shaved. To explain to everyone, I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was a sandek. He prefers not to. He wants on Amitzat Sheini, a sandek, a kovet mitzvah for his own bizyonos. So if I have for him a heter, not to shave. So I told him yes, because the Mishibur brings down a machlekes. The Chasam Sefer hit you. So you have to say mechad the Chasam Sefer. But you have to be say mechad the Machmir also. If the Mishnah Berurah is say mechad the Matir to let you, I could be say mechad the Machmir to answer you. You have to be say mechad the Matir, you have to be say mechad the Machmir. I think it's poshah, but not. Now, there's another shaila l'moshel. If a person has to go lifnei asar, he's allowed to shave or not. Is it Shuv and Ramoshe? Is it Shar Yimitzionim? I attack a Shar this year again. It's every time. The Shar is a Bach is living in Baltimore in the yeshiva. And now he's becoming a lawyer. And he's like in a very choshev form. Really got in. And like for a month you're there. And if it goes good, then you stay for good. And the month is starting now. And if you will start to come dirty, the Pashas, they will not take him. It doesn't look representable. It looks not stable. You should go to the lawyer. So I told him, there's a famous maise, they say over, that was a choshevid. I heard it, I think, from second hand, or third hand, this maise. That was a person that for years he was trying to be in the FBI in America. He was climbing up and up and up. Kitzer, he was about to be, I think, ahead of a department, I think it's of a quarter of America. Mamish. But, you know, he was about to get to that job. And he had an interview with all the heads of the, I don't know how to call these names of all these organizations. And Bekitzer Amaisa, the father 3 weeks. Bekitzer Amaisa, he didn't know, yes to shave, not to shave, yes to shave, not to shave. He said, you know, if he comes like that, they'll think he's not, also not stable. Yes, Mishkan Amaisa, the kids, he decided to shave. Kids, he shaved, he came to the meeting. Yes, I'm a Lisboich. Kids, he didn't get the job. The guy told him, I'll tell you why he didn't get the job. We had an argument. The head of the IRS, I don't know how you call it, said that we can't take a Jewish person. Why? Because Einachanam, he's American, but the Maisa, every Jewish person is royal to the Yidden. So the Maisa, he will give information to the Jewish, like Jonathan Pollard gave, yeah? He will give, when they come to Maisa and Shaila, the royalty of Israel, the royalty of America, he will be more royal to Israel. I thought it normally will work for us, but if it be a crash in between the royalty of America and the royalty of Israel, he will go to Israel. And I said, no, I know him. I know him. He's a straight person. And I was standing up for you. No, you're royal and you keep. You will not break the rules of America. You know the rules, you will not break it for the royalty of Israel. The kids are, so we made research on you and everything, and we decided, you know, we'll call you to interview and the 3 weeks by you Jewish people that we know that some of you don't shave. And we know you're an Orthodox person. We know that you keep that rule. And we'll see, we said, If he will shave, it means that if he needs something, he breaks the rule to get to the place that he wants to get. So it means he's not so straight. He's not straight with himself. All of the life, he kept his rules. But then he wants a position, he goes over the bush, around the bush with himself. Yeah? You shaved. When you walked in, everyone smiled, and we knew you're not getting the job. A person has to know, you go on the Derech HaTeira, so I told this bacher, go and you'll get the job. Well, no, in 2 weeks. Well, no, in 2 weeks if he's getting the job or not. Now, the Maise was a shaylev of Shem Zalman Neuerbach, not by a bocher. I'm saying again, by a bocher is no heter. Again, I had the same argument with a bocher. He's going out on a date. And a girl, of Shem Zalman, I'm saying, Mishnah Gev is Hashem going to have kids to ask shaylevs that sometimes they're allowed to shave when it's negay to them in shiduchim and different zachim. This is the andere aloch, I'm not going into it, it's not negay here. It's just to know it. To bochim chas v'sholem. A bochim told me he has to shave. Yeah? He had a date, mamash, a day after, 2 days after Shavuos b'Tavos. I told him, if you shave, she will think you're shagetz. I think you're shagetz. If she will not think you're shagetz, don't take her. I'm about to shave. What are you shaving? Everyone knows shaves. If she doesn't understand that you shave, you're not shaving in Shavuos b'Tavos. Now, in America as a yeshiva, they have a minhag, two yeshivas, be'etzem, that they have, as a aloche, they hold that you're allowed to shave in the 3 weeks, the Kovet Shabbos. And I heard they throw away bochim that don't shave the Kovet Shabbos, because they're mezalzel, they think that these bochim are mezalzel on Kovet Shabbos. It's two yeshivas. One and a half, maybe we could call it, yeah? I want to be masbir shtickle. Why lechura they write? We're not learning divrei Torah. I'm not lomazon what they say, I will explain what we hold. And it looks like they're right. Aber avada, we have our rabbi. I want to read inside the Inyan, when mevar the Inyan klo. It says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Gimel. Is going about rinsing clothes. Make laundry le kovet Shabbos kodesh. Zog di mishne bura. Vechein le kovet Shabbos. Umashma vechein gam le kovet Shabbos mutar le chabbos v'yom hei v'yom vod. Ubedar kemoyshe mashma shenoagu beze le isu. The maysa aren't mean against that we don't rinse clothes, we don't make laundry even le kovet Shabbos. But in the Ramah was a heter to make laundry le kovet Shabbos. Ochen im ein le kutenes le Shabbos, if he doesn't have clothes to cover Shabbos, so then you're allowed to. Aval betispoiras, to take a haircut to cover Shabbos, osur afilu to cover Shabbos. Elike words of Chofetz Chaim, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkot Nun Lamed Beis, aval betispoiras, osur afilu to cover Shabbos. Debelav ochi, ein regilim liistaper bechol Shabbos. We don't take a haircut for every Shabbos. So b'meile, there's no heter. Zog de biur halochi. Ayim mishne bura ma shekosav de linyan tispoiras. De osro, de hinam ogen avro mivi b'shem agoes oshri ma'or zorua. Iyanti ba'or zorua. ובחמישי מותורים בפני כבוד השבס לחבש וללבש בשבס. אבל לסבו בחמישי אוסו, כנאום בירושלמי. ובחמישי מותורים בכבוד השבס. רבו נמרה, חיישים בפירוש שאוסו לסאפ, והנה המים בירושלמי לפנינו הגירסה, לתספי רסושבו. תליולאוטו. אי אפשר להם לקבל את ירושלמי לאחמד. והאם בחידוש רב קביגר שהביא גם כן בשם התספס, דקפיסה ותספי רס, שניהם שובים להוקר. So the Mishnah Berurah says, מעיקר הדין יולאוטו שייב לכבד שבס. Just, אין לכן אמר, we don't do, כיבוס also we don't do. We don't do that. The Ramah was matir kibbutz. And lechura huavdin tispoiras. We are not matir kibbutz. And then Be'etzem we're not matter tispoiros. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, why Be'etzem not to be matter tispoiros? So Me'ikar Adin Be'etzem has to be muta. But some people say it's more chamu. Mishnah Berurah says Be'alocha, he doesn't think that it's more chamu. But Lemaisa, we're not used to taking a haircut every Shabbos. The Mele Taina, these yeshivas, shaving, people shave every Erev Shabbos. And if they go dirty Erev Shabbos, the taka doesn't look Shabbos-tick. The Mele, the covered Shabbos, you have to shave. Is the Shulchan Aruch Chelek Gimel here? Or the Chaim Chelek Gimel? Oh, sorry, yes. And Be'etzim, it's not only them. Tov Kuf Mun Aleph. זה גורס חסם ספר. אין רגילים לספר בכל שבוע. ואין ניקר האבילס אם יסתפר בכל שבס. זה בלב אוכל אם מסתפרים אלא בערב שבס. ומכל מוקרים נראה לי דה גידול שיער הזקן, בירד, שבזמן הזה שהוא ניבול גודל מאויד, יש לודום כמו שתופוי הוא אבילס. סקטר, יזה נוזר הלוכה. הלוכה is, what if someone was an oval before 3 weeks? He has long hair. So he's allowed to take it off. Watch, even Shulchan Aruch. See if this vav. Mi shetokfo hu aveilus shel mes, v'shel shabbos zu v'hichpitz ha'oroi, meikel betar avaloi b'misparayim. Mishum she'ein ze yipui. He just doesn't want to look dirty. Zok tehayim, people look at a beard like it's dirty. The Meile says, ואם יצרף לזה הכולה שלהכניס ולא יציא התינוק שאומר גן אברום יש לו אוקל שיהיה קצת מירי ויסור יש לו אוקל if he's a quarter. So we have one letter that בזמן הזה everyone takes it off and we have a letter that maybe בזמן הזה זה שתיקו ניבול and maybe they say like this מעיקר הדין only 9 tech אנו נויגים להויסיף. מינג בעלם. You have to understand, I'm about to make it clear. This Mishnah Berurah that I was reading now, it was a 9 take. On Tisha Sayomi. Not on the meaning of the Ramah that we are noyeg from before. Shukia. From the 9 take. So 9 take, Chepzach Nisht. Seder. Yotzo Mipi HaKoyin Gol, Chof Yitzchayim. But in the 3 weeks, it's a minig bealm. Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, Shalom from Dei Reise. I heard he kicked away Bochum from Yeshiva, that didn't do it. But we know that we have our Rabbonim and Cholilo Vechas, even they have a tzad to behave like that. Now, the only shaila is, this guy is coming to me, he wants to shave his kid, his cotton for the bris. So he wants to do it tomorrow. I think he also all learned the dati kind of yeshivas before he was zecher to come to the mirror. So he has it inside his blood. So he wants the covered Shabbos. So I think first it's not shaving. But the kid doesn't look nice. So he says, the tziruf of the bris. Okay, but the bris is too early to the bris. But the cotton be'etzem is not mechuyev. It's only la'agmas nefesh. It's no chiyuv me'ikar adin. So Mishnah Berurah brings down why cotton is not allowed to pay base. Also the Saper Ketanim, the Ketanim Naimer Shaykh Beuchinuch. Im Mishum Aveilus, Oim Mishum Agmas Nefesh, if you doubt it. Again, this is going at Tisha Sayomim. Also the Saper Ketanim, Shechonoruch. Ketanim Naimer Shaykh Beuchinuch, Im Mishum Aveilus, Im Mishum Agmas Nefesh. Nafkimine Benatayim, Im Mishum Pochiz Ben Shesh, Lo Egi Adayin Lechinuch. Mishum Agmas Nefesh, Osu. Osu, so it's already a Shaila. So it's a Safek, now it's a Minek. I don't know. I can't be matter. I can't be matter. Now, to go to trips, the Mekor Chaim, if you done it, brings down, Tzorich li'imona mileilech b'mekoyim esakona v'kadoyim. You're not allowed to go to dangerous places. I know, afshe b'mekoyim es ba'almen, normally you're allowed to go to such a place. About 9 days, in the 3 weeks, you have to be careful. The stipler was very much choishesh to that. he didn't let his Einiklach to go to the Yam in the 3 weeks. He said, even the Me'ikir Adin is Muta, Isra Mazle. Want to be Mazle, everyone is asking, Zamot Nezach. Everyone goes, so the Stagler's kids didn't go. I said already, Amol, my kids asked me, Amol, you know, you're not allowed to eat fish with chicken together. Why? What? Why are you not allowed to eat fish and chicken? What? Dangerous. What could happen? So Ras, kind of in the machle from the old days, yeah? They told me, they're maskim, they will not eat. But all the fryer people eat, and they never saw one of them got sick. There's not even one document in the doctors that someone gets sick. You think that they get sick? No one gets sick. So it's not right that the doctors don't know what they're saying. I mean, the mice, no one is getting sick. So what's the pshat? They want to know. They want to know. They're asking it. So I told him, I'll explain to you. Lemoshel, what would be if you will eat now 2 packages of straw? Breakfast, lunch, supper, breakfast, straw. After a couple of days, your stomach will kill you. You will have to have an operation in there. Yeah? So how the cow eats straw and nothing happens to the cow? The tenets, the more the grub is the zach, it doesn't disturb. A person that is not keeping Torah or mitzvahs, his grub. The chicken and the fish doesn't disturb him. The modern person also doesn't disturb him. The more frum you become, it's more dangerous. And it's baduk minusa. The more frum you are, it's more dangerous. Could be last year it was not dangerous to you, this year it'll be dangerous to you. It's baduk minusa. A lot of things it's going to say. The more frum you are, the more dangerous it is. So, Mele, the stipler, the more chosher that you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnaig with you. Beriah Mazle. You're in a musik of a chulbim. Tisha Sayomim, Beis HaMikdosh, chulbim. Some people are far away from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not misyachas to them in that anogen. It's no misyachas in that anogen. This anogen, the mice, a lot of people are matir to go. But if it's very dangerous, it's also. And this Nechemed, he brings down B'Shem Peas HaShulchon, Osu Askome V'Takone B'Koyach Tiroseinu HaKdoisho, Shemiyoyim Yudzayin B'Tamuz HaTishibov, Lo Yeilich Shum Bar Yisroel L'Tayel B'Ganoisu B'Pardesim V'Asfas Hayom. They made a Takone M'Koyach Tiroseinu HaKdoisho, Shemiyoyim Yudzayin B'Tamuz HaTishibov, לא ילך שום בר ישראל לטייל בגנס ובפרדסים באספס היום. There's no heter. There's no heter to go. He wants to go to a trip, he wants to go back to camp. There's no heter. Yeah, זה שטעת. בתקוח תרסינו הקדושו, and the 3 weeks is not time for trips. The Shevet Alevi says, if it's not mokum של אוי נגודלו, till 9 days you're allowed. Now, there's another halacha. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Kufayin Aleph Sif Yud Ches. Lo yaku atalmidim biyomim ahem. You're not allowed to hit in these days. Mishnah Berurah says, afilu beretzua. Even with a, like a belt. And the Levush says, also a father is not allowed to hit his son. Now, the Shabbat, what it means, even with a belt. And not only what? So Ander Zogun, not only with a stick you're not allowed to. Shabu says, afilu beretzua, not to hit. Means, for sure not to hit. And the Hainu. So some people say it means not to hit with a stick, and not only with a stick not to hit, also not to hit with a belt. But with the hands, you're allowed to hit. As they Zog, the Eishel Avon, the Buchacha. The Primigodim says, no. Means even with a retzua, and for sure not with the hands. So the mice of the Shaila is, okay, Heintek and Chinuch, Petra are not so much anymore relevant, but for the people that are using the old way, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the mice of the place can bring down, that if there's a mezuzah in the house, you could be makel, and the hand and the feet, you also could be makel, the ikir is not on the head. And some people say that it's only also in between Shor Revis and Shor Shishis. The stipend, the mice, most poskim say that no one is makbid on it. The stipler again, he was mamish makpi the whole day not to touch his kids. And again, חיים רעים ין, כך הוא הדובו.
Really never threw anyone out.
But the threat is.
They mustn't. What do you do?